In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're 2 days removed. Thorin Dickerson here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. 2 days removed from Steelers-Ravens. How are we feeling? How are we feeling 2 days removed? I know we talked about it yesterday, but that's kind of, you know, the 24-hour rule. You're still feeling some emotions. You're still feeling probably the high. I would say the majority are feeling the high of the win in Baltimore because it's tough. It's tough to go into your rival's home and to get a win. We talked about that early on in the season, how it was tough to get road wins whenever the Steelers went up to New England and beat the Patriots. I remember us having the discussion, is that a good win? Because we didn't think the Patriots were going to be what they are right now, which is 10-2 and one of the best teams in pro football. We didn't believe that at the time because it was so early in the season. So our question always was, after that game, was that a good win? Any win is a good win, clearly. We know that. Any win is a good win. But any road win is a significant win. So yesterday, I know that we were a little bit negative, maybe. I think we were maybe too negative about the Steelers in the win that they had in Baltimore. But don't get it twisted. That's a crucial win, and it just puts you in better position. And that's all you can really ask for if you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, is to be in position and have an opportunity at this thing. And that's what the Steelers have given themselves. That's what the Steelers have given you. But whether you're feeling high or feeling low the day after the game, the morning after the game, how are you feeling now whenever everything is settled? How are you feeling now whenever you watch the Eagles-Chargers on Monday night and saw that debacle by Jalen Hurts and seeing what the Chargers were able to do? And I believe that they may have knocked the Kansas City Chiefs out of the playoffs with that win. So how are we feeling now? I'm going to open up the phones pretty early this morning, 412-928-9370. I feel a little bit better than I did yesterday, to be honest with you. I do. Because it's anybody's game. It's anybody's game. And it's kind of been that situation throughout the whole season, at least in the AFC. Now, the NFC's got some dogs. They got, you know, you obviously got the Lions, and you got some other teams that, and you got the 49ers that probably will make a push, and the Green Bay Packers, and there's some teams out there in the NFC that we really don't need to worry about. But then the AFC, it just seems like it is open, even though I just did say that the New England Patriots are at the top of it. But it just seems like there is opportunity there. So whenever you look at the Steeler game and you see them get a win, it's like, man, you know what? If they can just put it all together, if they can put it all together, not just for one game, but consistently throughout this last stretch, can they do that? And Sunday could probably give you a little bit of hope to do that, but it's just hope. And we're just waiting for them to kind of bust through and to take a stranglehold of this situation that they're in. And they have a great opportunity to do that on Monday Night Football against the Dolphins, who are a hot team right now. But did the Steelers get lucky on Sunday? Did they earn that win? Every win is an earned win, but I do feel like that there was some luck involved, clearly, with the whole Isaiah Likely non-touchdown Some penalty calls, you know, Aaron Rodgers being down and having possession of the ball and that being an incomplete pass, all that stuff. But that's how football is, right? You got to have some luck. Everybody has some luck that goes through and wins, especially in the playoffs. Luck has to be on your side. So did they get lucky? Sure. But that's a part of the game, in my opinion. It's how the ball bounces. Does it bounce your way or does it bounce the other way? Sometimes the ball does bounce your way. Sometimes it bounces your way for more than just one game. Maybe it does a whole entire season. We've seen those Cinderella teams that go through a whole season and, you know, they're just hanging on, then all of a sudden that the ball bounces their way, that they're in the AFC or NFC championship game. You're like, how did this team get here? They aren't that good, but maybe they are. And maybe they just got lucky. So, you know, I am feeling better today about the Steelers, even though that they have some injuries that we will get into. But the way that Aaron Rodgers played and elevated his teammates is exactly what Tomlin said after the game. This is why you get in a partnership with Aaron Rodgers. That's what they've been looking for, but they're looking for that consistently. You know, the way that they won, they kind of abandoned the running game because they knew that the running game was getting stuffed. Jalen Warren couldn't really do anything on the ground. Kenneth Gainwell couldn't do anything on the ground, but they figured out a way to score points. They figured out a way to move the football, and that was through the air. So be it. My problem is that I do feel better today, as you should too. But will I feel good Monday night, next Monday night? Will this Steelers team revert back to being the broad, being the bland, conservative football team that we've seen for majority of this football season? That's my worry. That's my worry from what Tomlin said after the game. You know, we had to play aggressive against the Baltimore Ravens. Like, is that a one-off? Is it just that game that you have to play aggressive? Why does it take that game for you to play aggressive? Why not the whole entire season? Why did it take for most of the players? You guys watched the game. You could tell that the Steelers had a little bit more that they were playing for, it seemed like, on Sunday. It seemed like their hair was on fire, like they had something to prove, like they wanted to go out there and dominate the Baltimore Ravens and to prove that they're worthy, to prove that Mike Tomlin is still a really good head coach, to prove that Aaron Rodgers still has a lot left in the tank, to prove that DK Metcalf is earning the $150 million he was paid to be one of the top-tier receivers in the league. Why did it take that long, though? Why was that the revelation whenever you sit down and you're like, all right, now we need to step on the gas pedal? That's my problem. Why not the whole entire season? Like, you knew your situation. You knew what the situation was going to be. You try to fool us, and listen, you know, whenever I talk about players, it's not personal. It's not personal. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL. I know how hard it is to make a team in the NFL and to be a good player in the NFL. But they tried to fool us to think that Calvin Austin was a number two receiver. They tried to fool themselves when we weren't getting fooled. He's a really good player as a number three or four. We knew that the whole entire time. So why were they trying to fool themselves thinking that they could make him the number two wide receiver whenever they had opportunities to go out and get a number two wide receiver, a legit one in the offseason, or a legit one at the trade deadline? You put yourself in this position. That's the gripe I have with the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that not only is football hard, not only is week in and week out playing an NFC or AFC opponent or divisional opponent extremely hard, they make it so much harder on themselves. Some of the things that have happened throughout the season, it's more self-inflicted. No number two wide receiver, young offensive line. Whenever you had an opportunity to pay somebody in the offseason, defensive line is banged up. You could have paid somebody in the offseason. You want to rely on a rookie. Like, oh, the run game, you know, teams are running all over the Steelers, and you know, the Ravens racked up rushing yards because of Derek Harmon wasn't in because he was hurt. Like, you're relying on a rookie? That shouldn't be the case. You had opportunities to fix that or to create more depth there. It's just, you know, and it is what it is. It really is what it is. But sometimes the self-inflicted wounds, whenever you're dealing with the gauntlet of a football season, good teams don't let that happen. Good teams do not let that happen. Now, they still have a chance to fix it, to create that consistency, but do we have faith that they're going to do that? Have they proved that they can do that before? Throughout the season? I don't know. I don't know what team to expect, but I know one thing. Let me rewind. I don't know what team to expect every single week with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers to expect sometimes with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or a DK Metcalf, or a Jaylen Warren, or even a Patrick Queen, or Jalen Ramsey, or TJ Watt. I don't know what to expect week in and week out. All I know is right now is they put themselves in position to take a shot at this opportunity that they have at hand to be division champs and to host a playoff game. And is that all you can ask for? You put yourself in the spot. There's teams like the Chiefs that are, you know, on the outside looking in. There's a lot of teams in the NFL whose seasons are done. Done. There's guys planning trips to Turks and Caicos already with four games left. As soon as that final whistle blows in their last game, they are on a plane to Turks and Caicos. The Steelers, well, they might be preparing for a home playoff game. And I think that might be all you can ask for at this point, but can they continue? Can they find the consistency? Can you beat a Miami Dolphins team in December at home? I don't care how hot they are right now as a football team. Can you take care of business? Can you go up to Detroit indoors and give them a football game? You don't have to win that game. You don't. But you better make it competitive. You better not go up there and get blown out. Can you do that? Can you take care of business in Cleveland, a tough place for you to play over the years? And can you finish off this season at home against your rival? These last 4 weeks are so telling. It's so interesting. It's so exciting at the same time to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because for the as much of unknown that we have, they can fix that. They have an opportunity to fix that, and that's why it's just so fascinating how this season is going to end. And us looking back saying, was it a good decision to sign Aaron Rodgers? Did Aaron Rodgers deliver? Did DK Metcalf deliver? Did Mike Tomlin deliver? 412-928-9370. I want your calls. Did this week give Mike Tomlin some breathing room? Did this win give Mike Tomlin some breathing room by winning in Baltimore, beating John Harbaugh? Because people were calling for his head last week, more than I've ever seen it. I mean, you had Ian Rappaport, you had all the talking heads on ESPN talking about his option and how the Steelers can get out of that, and are the Steelers going to move on? Are they going to re-up? Is it time for Mike Tomlin to go to Penn State? You had all that stuff going on last week. It's kind of quiet right now. It seems kind of quiet. I mean, I heard a caller on Cal's show earlier saying fire Mike Tomlin and then hung up, but I haven't heard that much. I haven't seen it that much. Did he give himself some breathing room from your point of view, fans, this week by beating the Baltimore Ravens? 412-928-9370. Where are you at on Mike Tomlin right now? Is it still the same? Do you expect the same from Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers when this season ends? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that. Give me a call. And there's a lot more other things going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers that we have to get into. Fan March.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Dickerson Callis with you on the Fan Morning Show. Do you have more faith in the Steelers right now? How are you feeling? 2 days removed from the win in Baltimore. Know you're feeling a little bit of most of you were feeling pretty good after the win. Some of you weren't, still feeling that the Steelers are still the same old Steelers. But getting a win down in Baltimore is very crucial to what the Steelers want to accomplish this season. Clearly, they put themselves in a pretty good position right now, getting that win. And the Baltimore Ravens, they stink. I mean, they looked awful from top to bottom, across the board, defense, offense, everything. I mean, Lamar Jackson looks like he's 90 years old out there. Derrick Henry looked like he didn't want to run the football, but the Steelers took care of business. Isn't that all you can ask for at the end of the day? Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're going to go with our guy, Anthony, in Oakland. Anthony, good morning. How are you?
Thank you, Dorn. Dorn, can I get serious for a second here
before
we say something about the Steelers? You know, how old is your dad?
He'll be 70 January 4th.
Okay. Well, I'm 70 also. So he and I come from, we look at sports and we look at even America from a different prism.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we've passed those things on to our young children. And we took a lot of pride in Barack Obama winning the presidency because he and I never thought we'd see it in our lifetime. And we never thought we'd see a black coach on the Pittsburgh Steelers in our lifetime. So we have a lot of pride in Mike Tomlin. But that doesn't mean that we're going to ignore when you're not winning.
Right.
But when I'm hearing, unfortunately, some of the ugliness that people have launched at he and his family and his daughter in school and racial connotation disgusts me, because sports isn't that important, people. It's just entertainment. And do we look, I got frustrated a lot of times watching the Steelers and the Pirates lose, But I never once wanted to launch racial slurs or attacks or wanted to death threats to the coach or his family. So, you know, people, please put these things in perspective, because the coach and his family did not have to endure the ugly, nasty stuff that went on. And I know you guys haven't talked about it, but it's out there in the sphere. And fortunately, I know some of the family, and it just wasn't right. And it's ugly. And it just doesn't happen to black coaches. It happened it's happened in this town before, even with some of the white coaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not necessary to make death threats over a sporting event.
I totally agree, and thank you for your call, Anthony. I was about to say that too. Like, it's not just Mike Tomlin. Like, this has been happening. These, you know, whether it's weird allegations or rumors, whatever, whenever people don't want the head coach or, you know, a president or a GM to be in position, they create these wild allegations or, you know, situations with these people. It is. Too far. It is just sports. Like, you cannot like your head coach and want a different head coach, but why? I mean, personally, why attack somebody? Like, it's not that serious. It really isn't. It's a game. It is a game. I mean, come on. I could see, like, and you know what? It's not like the Steelers have one win on the season either, and not to say that it'd be appropriate to do the things that people are doing right now, but the Steelers are... You know, it's not like they're a losing franchise. It's not like that they're the Browns. I mean, come on. It is. It's kind of sad. And that's this day and age. And that's kind of what we were talking about earlier, Callis. Like, social media has given people a voice. And frankly, it's given people who shouldn't ever have a voice, a voice. There was a reason before why there was only a certain amount of people to be able to voice certain things. Whether you're a journalist and you went to school and studied and that was your profession, like, you were a person that could write things in the newspaper and there's credibility behind it. Now nobody has any credibility and they can just say what they want. They can make up what they want. There's no accountability that goes with it as well. So it is just the day and age that we're living in. And it's not even, you know, what's really sad about this, and you know, this is, you know, I'm getting on the soapbox right now, but what's really sad about this, you know, all these rumors or allegations, things of that nature, you know, it's one thing to do it, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, who is a grown man that probably can take it, right? He probably can take it. He's like, all right, like, it is what it is. People are just talking, like, okay, like, don't come after my family. That'll probably perturb him and make him a little bit upset, clearly. But this goes on in high school. This goes on in middle school. Like, with kids and kids being mean to each other and leaving comments in social media, and just it's the same thing that's happening that has happened to adults is happening to younger kids. And that's a shame. Like, if a kid loses a high school basketball game or a high school football game, go read, like, the comments are just as bad as something that, you know, Mike Tomlin, the head coach that is 50-some years old of the Pittsburgh Steelers, gets, that could probably handle it. The young kids can't handle it, and that's a shame. They shouldn't have to. That's the problem. That's what makes me upset about all of this, the whole nucleus of people just saying whatever they want to and not having any repercussions from it. And just, it's the wild, wild west. You can just go do whatever you want to, say whatever you want to. Zero respect for anything anymore. No respect. That doesn't mean that Mike Tomlin, and Anthony was right, you know, doesn't mean that Mike Tomlin deserves to be the head coach anymore of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that time might be up. That's a different discussion, though. We're talking about sports. We're talking about football. We're talking about a guy who has been here a long time and has, you know, hasn't made the playoffs in, what, 8 years? Or hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years? Any other franchise would have fired their coach and moved on. I believe that it's time for the Steelers to move on, regardless how it looks down the stretch. But I do give credit when credit is due, and I give credit for Sunday. I give credit to the Steelers by going down in Baltimore and beating your rival whenever you had so much on the line. I give credit to Mike Tomlin of having his guys ready and to complete the game, to not, you know what, the game away. Not crap the game away. They finished. So I do give credit. But is that going to continue for the next four games? We'll see. Are we still staring at the same old Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it's 10-7, 9-8, and a playoff loss? Seems like we're heading in that direction. But they have an opportunity to fix that. And that's all I can go off of right now, is right now. What they did on Sunday and what the opportunity presents to its to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night. And that's why I feel a little bit better. That's why I feel a little bit better, because they do have an opportunity and what they showed. And if they could continue to do that, I think that they would give themselves a really good chance. But it's going to take one guy. And I think that we may be pleasantly surprised at moments in the season by one guy. But it's really going to come down to him. It's going to come down to him. And we'll talk about him next. Fan Twitter.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Kels, how you doing, man? Doing all right?
Life is good.
All right, good. Good. It's good to hear. I'm glad. Very glad. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to go to Mike in Fort Wayne. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine, man. I don't mean to be a negative Nancy, but, you know, another 200-yard rushing game against this. I mean, gosh, man, I'm sorry, but I've lost faith. I have. It's just the same script. I think I came up with an analogy for our coach. And that analogy is, if you compare him to like an automotive mechanic, okay? Mm-hmm. A skilled automotive mechanic can diagnose, troubleshoot, identify the problem, and then repair it.
Uh-huh.
And then the less skilled mechanic is just a parts replacer. Just replace the part and hope that that part fixes it.
Uh-huh.
And I think we saw that again with bringing in the wide receiver from Minnesota last year at the end of the season. We're going to make changes. We're going to make changes. It's all just person. It's just parts. It's all personnel changes, parts. You're not digging in deep and identifying the fact that we can't. We haven't been in Baltimore 200 yards runs in the playoff last year. Buffalo 200 yards. Baltimore again, Jacksonville back in 2017. I mean, when are you going to identify the point of attack being a terrible scheme?
I feel like that they think that they have identified it. And if Mike Tomlin was having a conversation with you right now, you know what his rebuttal would be? You know what he would say to you? Is we drafted a defensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you took a guy like Casey Hampton, okay, and you had him play wide receiver, mm-hmm. and he failed at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Casey Hampton's fault because he failed at wide receiver? Or is it the coach's fault? Benton is really not a very good nose tackle.
Right.
So why do you keep playing him at nose tackle? Why would you play Casey Hampton at wide receiver? You got to identify the players you have and the skill sets that they have. You know, Aaron Smith, Casey Hampton, they were just different animals to run that three-man front, and it worked. And I've called before on this topic, but I just don't. I feel like we need four big butts up there with two defensive tackles. We just don't have a nose tackle on this team. And, I just feel like that we're just running the wrong scheme for the players we have, man. It's just the proof is in the pudding. It keeps happening over and over and over again.
And I appreciate the call. We always love whenever you call in, Mike. But, you do have a point, and this has been going on for years. I mean, we've had this discussion before of the different players that, were drafted or brought in by the Pittsburgh Steelers and moved positions. I mean, you think about Kendrick Green being the prime example, being a guard in college and then being moved to center to be the starting center for Ben Roethlisberger. They have tried to do this for many years, and it just hasn't worked. So, Mike, you do have a very valid point. And the whole mechanics thing, it doesn't make sense. A mechanic can fix it, can fix the car, can rebuild the car, put it back together. And it seems like Mike Tomlin does get a lot of different pieces and parts, but he can't put the car back together. It almost looks like what's a weird looking car, like a go-kart instead of a Lambo, I guess. It's a go-kart. He's trying to put a go-kart back together, Callis. That's been an issue for a long time, at least half a decade, maybe even more, with the Pittsburgh Steelers of bringing in players and moving them positions, not having them in their natural spots and saying, like, all right, we're just going to live with it. This is what we got. They did it with Jalen Ramsey this year. It's been decent, but they've done it with multiple players. So, Aaron Rodgers is the guy that I'm talking about, and I think that everybody knew that. If Aaron Rodgers can play the way that he played on Sunday, the Steelers will have a chance. We've been waiting for Aaron Rodgers to break out again. He did it in the beginning of the season, but he's the conductor here. He's what makes this thing go, and he holds guys accountable. I think it was a fantastic signing. I know that Aaron Rodgers wasn't their first option in the offseason, but whenever they figured out he was available and had a discussion with him, I think that it was almost like an immediate relationship. And they ended up getting married, quote unquote, months later. But I think that it happened a while before the actual signing. But Aaron Rodgers is, and he's the vessel to the Steelers having a good season. And if he reverts back to being 42 years old, which it honestly isn't his fault, at the end of the day, then the Steelers will be the same old Steelers. But if Aaron Rodgers can lift guys like DK Metcalf up the way that he did, and I do feel like Aaron Rodgers this past week probably went into Arthur Smith's office and Mike Tomlin's office and is like, look, this is what we got to do. We have to scrap everything else. Everything else isn't working. this is what's going to work. This is how we can get this thing back on the tracks. And I remember the situation in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians whenever that happened. It was like midway through the season. Tampa Bay wasn't doing anything. They weren't doing well. The offense looked bland, and it was Bruce Arians' offense. Now, Bruce Arians is a really good offensive coordinator. He was a head coach at the time. So you're thinking that melding those two together with Bruce Arians' mind and his offensive style and Tom Brady's just everything, that it probably was going to be an immediate success, and it wasn't. And I do remember hearing that Tom Brady went to Bruce Arians' office and was like, look, you got to turn the offense over to me. Basically, like, I'm Tom Brady. I know it works. Just trust me. And Bruce Arians did, and then they end up going to the Super Bowl. Not saying the Steelers are going to go to the Super Bowl, but that's what happened. Whenever you have high-level, Hall of Fame, still able to play quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, there comes a point where it's like, yeah, let me take over. This is my ship. I know it's going to work. You're going to have to just trust me here. And that's why you bring in somebody like Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, is that if it does get to this point, you know where to turn. Like, over the years, they didn't know where to turn. Russell Wilson didn't have that cachet. He didn't have that. If you thought he did, he had the old, you know, that he had that presence like he did. He had that kind of grasp on, you know, taking over an offense. He didn't. Justin Fields clearly didn't. Kenny Pickett didn't. Mitch Trubisky didn't. Mason Rudolph didn't. Aaron Rodgers does. So over the years, the Steelers and Mike Tomlin didn't know where to turn. And obviously you're dealing with Matt Cannon and all these different things. They just didn't have anything going. But now I believe that they have somewhere to turn, and that is Aaron Rodgers. And I believe that that did happen this past week. I think Aaron Rodgers really had his handprints all over what they were doing on offense. I mean, almost like 95% of what they did on offense. And he's like, look, we got to take shots down the field. We got to do this. We got to do that. We'll scrap the running game if we have to. I know what to check into. I know what to check out of. I mean, he used his legs. If he can do all that moving forward, and if they let him do all that moving forward, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Not saying that they're going to win multiple playoff games, but they'll put themselves in even better position to hopefully be better than they have been the last couple years. So we'll see. We'll see. But it all goes through number 8. Coming up next, Kyle Schwarber. There's still talks about Kyle Schwarber, Kallus. We're going to bring you in on the discussion, because I know that you think that Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Pirate. You said it, what, last week?
60-40.
We'll talk about Kyle Schwarber coming up next. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Dickerson, Kallus with you here on the Fan Morning Show. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Do you give the Pirates credit for putting this story out there that they offered Kyle Schwarber 4 years, $100 million, Kallus? Do you give them credit?
I mean, yeah, it's good that they're exploring. I'd give them more credit, though, if they actually got a deal done at some point. The offers don't matter as much. You got to sign somebody. But they look like they're looking at a lot of people. I heard them linked to Pete Alonso as well, maybe some other guys. So, well, good things to hear.
I think I read somewhere that they offered $100 million, which is already less than what the Phillies are offering him. So, like, what is the point? I feel like that they just wanted to get it out there to make it look like that they're attempting to spend money. So I don't give them any credit at all. I feel like that this was just – I feel like they had no interest in actually giving Kyle Schwarber $25 million a year over 4 years. There's not one part of me that feels like that they – were actually interested in. I think they just wanted to get it out there to make it look like that they're trying to spend money.
Well, the reports say over $100 million. I don't know if we – did we get a confirmed number? I didn't see anything that was confirmed. I just saw the year was confirmed.
All I know that it is going to be less, and it is less than the Phillies and the other teams that are interested. So. I mean.
Maybe they'll get into a bidding war. Let's be optimistic here. Maybe.
Bidding war?
Yeah.
The Pirates?
Maybe.
If you're Kyle Schwarber, would you want to come and play for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
For the right price. You think about how beloved he'd be here. People would love him.
Are you thinking that if you're Kyle Schwarber? How Pittsburgh would love me? Yeah.
Hey, he did hit a ball into the Allegheny once during that playoff game 10 years ago. He sent Garrett Cole deep.
Huh.
Maybe he'll like playing in Pittsburgh. Maybe he'll be – hey, think about it. You get more opportunities, hit the ball into the river.
Mm. Yeah.
Clemente Wall is fun.
Yeah.
When someone's not falling off.
Is winning fun?
Yes.
Is losing fun?
No. Well, no, I mean, they got to do more than signing Kyle Schwarber, but I think that if they flesh out the roster, they'll be fine. They just have to get a few more guys. Their pitching staff's already there. We've been talking about this for years. Their pitching staff's there. They got half of the game down.
Do you think if they – so let's play – like let's live in this world where they do – and they did get it done somehow. They're like, we signed Kyle Schwarber, Pittsburgh Pirates, bang. Do you think that that would be their only, like, major signing?
It shouldn't be.
Do you think that they would make it look like, hey, look, we signed Kyle Schwarber and we're done?
Shouldn't be.
Do you think that if they don't sign Kyle Schwarber, that they will use that money that they floated out there of paying Kyle Schwarber for other players?
Yes.
Okay. You really have a lot of faith in the Pirates, huh?
I do. Well, I mean, I also saw the story about the revenue sharing perhaps going away or potentially going away in the new CBA, and I think a lot of the smaller market teams want to make sure they can still have that revenue to get in and to help with their teams. So I think the Pirates have some incentive to spend as well, and would give them a little bit more of chips for the bargaining whenever the CBA comes up after 2026.
I mean, it is weird seeing the Pirates' name linked to Kyle Schwarber. I will say that. It is different, and it kind of makes you go, whoa, are the Pirates for real? But, I mean, the other piece kind of comes to the table. It's like, oh, okay, like, are they going to do it or not? It's like, yeah, that's one thing to talk about it, but, yeah, are they going to actually do it?
But how many people were they linked to before? None. None of these
true.
Big names like that. So, I mean, I feel like if they weren't interested at all or there wasn't a chance at all, that they wouldn't even try.
But don't you think that like, if you're Ben Cherington and you're under a lot of pressure and you know you need to make a move, and like, don't you think that this would be appropriate way to get?
The best thing to do would be to put a facade up about
yeah.
being interested in players? I don't know.
No.
Why wouldn't he have done this before then, too? I mean, why now?
Didn't feel the pressure. Didn't feel the pressure for his job.
The Pirates were prime with Paul Skeens last season, right? It was his first full season. He's now a Cy Young Award winner. Why wouldn't you float out acquisitions back then or the interest in acquiring certain players? Why now? You know what I mean? I think it's legit because there's no reason they would do this now as opposed to any other year under his tenure.
Interesting. I don't know. Well, we're going to talk to Jason Mackey and get his thoughts on it a little bit later on in the show. But it just for me, I'm just like, okay, like this is like Kyle said, a facade, like to put up a shield of like, hey, look, we're trying, but there's no realistic chance that this is actually going to happen. And let alone would he want to come here and play whenever he has other options on the table. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn, he will join the Fan Morning Show. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.